Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Holy moly, we have a lot of receivers. 2021 Parker, Preston, Ford, Jakeem, Bowens Jr., Callaway, Collins, Hearns, Kosicki. Yeah. Tremolio, listen to me, my brother. And every Dolphin fan out there in the world, I will repeat it over and over and over again. I've said it many times over the last year. The Dolphins will prove to have one of the best front offices in the NFL. Okay? I keep telling people this ain't the same freaking Dolphins, dude. You keep thinking that the other shoe's going to fall, that they're going to do stupid things, that they're going to give away draft picks, that they're... None of that is happening anymore. They don't give away big salaries. They handle the cap the right way. They can find talent in street free agency. They can find talent all over the place. Okay? So that's why I tell you that that's what you're going to learn, that these guys, they know what the hell they're doing, man. And they're going to find talent all over. And they're going to load this team up all over. Look at the Shaheen kid. They gave up crap for him. And he's a high draft pick, right? Second rounder, you guys took him?
Yeah, it's second or third at the latest.
Yeah.
And we didn't understand it because he's from a little school.
Yeah, yeah.
And I gave you the stats yesterday.
Yeah.
Dude, in one game, the guy almost covered 2 years, 17 and in. The previous year, he had 120-something in eight games.
Right.
He had 51 yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, they're developing the other kid. We have three tight ends on our team.
Right.
Being productive.
Right. Right. So, I just think this is a team that's, we got a different front office. We got a different team. We got a future. This is going to be fun. Finally, all the crap that we went through the last 20 years, it's just, you know, that's the best part. When I see a lot of you in Cleveland this year for the draft, we're going to be able to commiserate about all of this, and we're going to talk about this. We're going to laugh about all of this because it's been a sucky 20 years before last year. And I just think things are changing. And I've thought about this from the get-go when they hired Greer, that I just said, that's why I was so excited about this process, because finally it's a process that makes sense. It's a process that you're using the right people. It's a process that now you're actually going to build a franchise again that used to be one of the great franchises in the NFL, in all of sports. And we're going to get back to being a great franchise in the NFL again. It's just going to be a lot of fun. I love Fitzy. He's a true professional. I believe he was correct mentor for Tua. That being said, in the second half of that game, we should have been up 38-0. And I think that's a reason why those two interceptions were kind of reckless. And I think Flores said, you know, I don't think our kid's going to be reckless. We're winning. We got a pretty good team around us right now. I think he can go out there. Let me give him a chance. Let me give him 2 weeks to prepare. So he is really as prepared as possible. He's had 6 weeks now to watch Fitz prepare for one game after another, after no offseason. So now they feel this is the time. And
it's a hell of a test. If he passes the Rams test,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's a good barometer, man.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Their history shows this is all facts. I just like what I've seen from our guys, man. I just think we have the right people in place.